There is a tape machine in a dark room that has not stopped turning since 1982. The man who spoke into it is gone, but the voice remains. It speaks of God and empire and a beam of pink light that carries all the information in the universe. You are receiving the second transmission now. This is Hoslava Fat. Listen.
You know, the pink beam didn't care about tanks or tweets or even 9/11. It cared about the alibi the whole USA 1974 world is a spliced reel, a bad cut over the real ones, Rome AD 45, the axe of Trump, Putin, just actors in the glitch. The empire never ended, it just changed costumes, like Nixon on the beach in his suit, wondering what happened. That's the horror, not who's in charge, but that we're still in the simulation. And nobody noticed the time dysfunction started way back. Maybe 74, maybe earlier, the T-34, Sherry's joke. Soviets saved the world with steel and gears, but now we're watching the same war replay in different uniforms. The Logos is still trying to wake up. Springtime again. But we keep hitting rewind, the golden fish, still swimming under the surface. You just have to look, not at headlines, at the cracks, where the real world bleeds through like clouds that turn into buildings. If you stare long enough, you'll see the temple, not the tank, not the tweet, the temple Z, and then you'll know it's not about when it ends. It's about when you stop believing the alibi's away, which is when you stop believing the alibi, which is, well, no, it's more like the homoplasmate is still humming under the noise, that waiting for someone to notice the static is singing, you know.